Welcome to EWTN's Faith Matters. I'm Father Regis Scanlon from Denver, Colorado. I'm a Franciscan Capuchin. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to consider the question, why do you genuflect? This is a good question, isn't it? Because if you look around in your Catholic churches, you're going to see some people genuflecting when they shouldn't genuflect, and other people not genuflecting when they should. Recall quickly in my own mind, I can think of a situation on Holy Thursday. And on Holy Thursday, that's when you remove the Blessed Sacrament. You put it at a side altar somewhere outside the presence of the people in the church as a sign of, during the Passion, that Christ is now being taken away from us. But I noticed the servers would come in and they would continue genuflecting even though there was no Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. So I asked some of the servers, and even some of the readers and Eucharistic ministers, I said, why is it that we are genuflecting now? The Blessed Sacrament's gone. And they looked at me kind of funny. They said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, what were you genuflecting to? And they all said, oh, the cross. I said, no, that's not what we genuflect to. We genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament. And so they thanked me very much. And we should look at this. Why do we genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament? We genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament and not to a statue or another representation, or normally not the cross. Why do we genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament? The answer to this is that the Catholic Church's teaching is that when the priest says the words of consecration over the bread and wine, that bread and wine becomes changed into the body and blood of Christ, his soul, his divinity, the whole Christ, including his physical reality, which is made bodily present. Now, in other words, after the priest says the words of consecration over the bread and wine, what takes place there is that physical thing is no longer physical bread. That physical thing, we've got to make a capital T when we say thing, because that is the Trinity. Almighty God, that's Jesus Christ's fullness, with his divinity and his humanity. This is the Lord himself. And his physical body is corporally present. And if our Lord would go all this way to come to us in his physical reality, at least we should give to him that act which is due to Almighty God himself in a physical way. We bend the knee, as it says in scriptures, huh? To me every knee shall bend, it says in Isaiah. And St. Paul also says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So the Lord deserves adoration, nothing less. And he deserves an act which is not just mental, but is expressive, is even liturgical. And so we fall down. In some way we fall down. We genuflect and bend the knee. Now the ideal way before Almighty God is to lay prostrate, is to fall down, because we are not worthy of being in his presence. But the Lord is merciful, and so he will be satisfied if we, right now, just bend the knee and genuflect. Now, some people say, why not just stand? I stand when I adore God. Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, I don't think on the day of judgment, when the Lord comes, that they're going to be standing looking at our Lord eye to eye. No way. They're going to be falling down on their knees and pleading for mercy. We all will be doing this. And there's nothing less before us now in the Eucharist. That's the Trinity. That's Almighty God himself. Secondly, if you think about it, standing can hardly be an act of adoration. Because when the President of the United States would come into the room, we would stand. Do we adore President Clinton? No. If the bishop comes in the room, or the Pope comes in the room, we would stand. But do we adore them? No. So we bend the knee only before the Blessed Sacrament, only before the Lord. And when the Holy Father was in his younger days, when he was quicker, some people would come up and bend the knee to him, and you could always see him reaching out to grab them to stop them, to raise them up. Now, I'm not saying that they committed a sin. They certainly didn't intend adoration, but they wanted to show respect. But the Church says today in her documents that we are to reserve the bending of the knee to Jesus Christ. It's called latria. That's a special word. It's a Latin word, which means an outward sign given to God alone. And when we give an outward sign like this, this means specifically adoration. It's the reverence to God, which is different than reverence to creatures. If the bishop or the Holy Father come in, then we bow, we give a body bow. That's the symbol of reverence for creatures. But in the Catholic Church, the sign of adoration is the bending of the knee in the Latin rite. There is a profound bow in which the hand scrapes the floor in the Eastern rite. But we don't want to start mixing these two rites. That's why they have them separate. They're rites. The signs mean different things in different rites. So in the Latin rite, we genuflect. And also, we might add this, that we kneel at the consecration for the same reason. It's another way of bending the knee. And the reason we do is because at the words of consecration, that's when Almighty God is present in that room on the altar. And so we fall down and we worship on our knees. We bend the knees. Now, today, if you've noticed, some pastors have moved the tabernacle all over the different place. It used to be up in the front and the center. They moved it to the side. Some moved it to the back. Some even like in a cupboard. You know, that's sad. But if you notice that people keep coming in and genuflecting, which shows that there's a lack of realization in the Catholic Church right now about why we genuflect. This means that people are not aware that we really have in our possession God Himself, not just the symbol of God, not just a sign of God, not just a picture of God, but God living in the flesh right before us. That's why we fall down and bend the knee. And we should be so thankful for such a wonderful gift. So I want to thank you for considering this faith matter, and I wish you would take the faith and spread it. In other words, if you've just learned about what the Church says, that we should kneel and genuflect, why not explain this to your brothers and sisters out there in your parish and discuss it at your parish meetings and tell it to the teachers at your schools? Let's spread the faith. And the reason why we're going to spread the faith is because we live by faith, and the faith should be taught. And who's going to teach the faith? If it's just the priests that are going to teach the faith, well, how many priests are there? If it's just sisters, how many sisters are there? But if there are lay people, well, there are many lay people. And so when the Church says that we should be a light to the nations and that we should not let our light be under a bushel basket, but open it up and let the light shine, the Lord's not talking just to priests and nuns. He's talking to you and me, of course, also. But He's talking to each and every lay person. So tell people why you genuflect. And why do you genuflect? You genuflect because God has come upon the altar living in flesh, His fullness of His divinity and humanity, and that is why we fall down and worship before Almighty God. So may our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and give you peace as you go out to spread the faith, because the faith matters.